what's really special about this person is it was her and her husband, almost 8 years ago now, who first gave me the book, The Science of Getting Rich. Little did they know, or me at the time, that I would be leading groups through the study of this book. I mean, life is just incredible. But when I met Giselle and heard of her story, and as I've come to know her and her husband, one of the things that I've really, you know, just connected with in understanding her is that she practiced the principles of this book. I mean, Diane and I went to visit her this summer in Park City, and there was The Science of Getting Rich, like, right there in, you know, arm's reach on her kitchen table. And it's not just that it's there, it's that they lived it. And, you know, I wanted her to share with you guys and how she took her life from living in a $250 a month apartment in Kendall to becoming neighbors with the Walgreens, the McCormicks, having, you know, her home in, she was so funny, she didn't even know this. I had to tell it to her the other day. They have two homes, one in the sixth wealthiest zip codes in America, and her home in Park City is in the second wealthiest zip code in America, which she didn't even know, you know? And I mean, she's so down to earth and endearing and really and truthfully a mentor for me in regards to the fact that they gave me this book, but they live it. They've absolutely created their entire lives around the principles that are in this book. And so Giselle,
I think, Tasha, that you have, oh my gosh, I cannot tell you how grateful I am to be on this call with you today and how the joy that I have. I mean, I think I'm just have Diane and Tasha right next to me right now. I mean, it really is energizing. Shall we say, if I could push replay to live this life again and there was that magical button there, I would push replay right now. It has been that good.
I just know you're such a powerful woman in understanding. You know, you've shared so many stories with me when someone told you, you were literally told you couldn't see what was possible for your future because of your limited thinking. And so once you got that, how did it allow you to dream big? Sharing how you used journaling to create your ideal life before you had it.
It was like somebody just broke something within inside of me. And for the first time, my visions and my heart connected in a way that it changed everything for me to the point where when I went down to write down specifically how my life would change in the next 24 months, it was almost like a miracle. I mean, we know it's not a miracle. We know it's the science of getting rich. It's written right there.
So this was, for everyone listening, 25 years ago. And when Giselle told me this, I was like, wow, I mean, was this stuff even out there? How in the world did you know to journal your life and put it in writing, you know? But she cracks me up. She shared with me one day, I journaled so much. I journaled about the knobs in my bathroom on the cabinets in my dream house, you know?
Yes.
And so I wonder if you can remember, Giselle, you know, that feeling where that's where we all are right now. We're writing about our dream lives. And I know I've done this quite a bit, that it takes a level of detachment about how it's going to happen. But like you said, the absolute necessary ingredient is your ability to believe in the principles of this book and that it is coming to you. Could you tell us a little bit about, here you are journaling about your ideas to walk down to Bathtub Beach and walk past Sail Fishing Point, which is the community that all the, you know, legends of America, all the business icons, their families have winter homes in this community. And you can't even get in through the gate, so wonderful Giselle is walking by on the beach, which is public property, and looking in there and going, I want to live there, right?
Yeah.
Getting your journal
and
journaling, which is exactly what we've all been doing this week, writing about that dream life that we want to create. Can you remember, Giselle, what it felt like doing that before you got to where you had physically manifested it?
When I connected that belief, then it became just a matter, and at the time, everybody, please understand, I am a mother of five adult children. But at the time, I have four young children. I was homeschooling them. I had no time. Our house had two mortgages. It was a $99,000 house. And in 24 months, we went from a house of $99,000 to living in that community that Tasha described with the knobs on every drawer the way I had written them down in my journal. Black Mercedes that I had written down I was driving. Everything just manifested itself in 24 months. And it was just an adrenaline rush, I could call it, because it happened so fast. When I was walking the beach, the reality of the day was that we had a balloon mortgage coming due that we were not able to apply with. When we were walking the beach, we had a reality where we had cars that were paid monthly. We had the normal life. But in my journal, the vision was so clear that the house that we built in that community had no mortgage. It was paid for cash by the time we moved in. The fabric on the covers of my living room, I had selected 24 months before from a Ralph Lauren catalog.
So you were doing that while you were having this balloon mortgage, credit card debt up the wazoo.
Yes, yes. Because
you
Tasha,
were
you know,
the life you wanted to live into.
Yes, and then I had a little minivan, a Chevy minivan. I still have photos of it. But I would get into my minivan, and when I put the key in my minivan, I was driving my black Mercedes that didn't manifest itself until 24 months later. I was not driving my minivan. I got into it, and I mean, everybody that saw me, I was in the minivan. But in my impressing upon the universe, I was in my black Mercedes. And I will share with you that 24 months later, when we went to buy that black Mercedes that John took me to West Palm Beach, I said, this is it. The salesman didn't even have to do anything. I don't have to drive it. I don't have any. This is a car. And when we sat down, I took my checkbook out to write a check for the car. And he said, no, this is $97,000. This is 1990. Imagine that.
Wow.
And he goes, you're going to pay cash for the car? I said, yes. And he goes, what did you guys do? So that journal, that action, every morning when you wake up. So now if you have taken the time to write your life, just think about what you're wearing. Just think about the perfume you're putting on every day. Just think about when you wake up in the morning in that house that you have written down or in that environment, whatever it is that is meaningful to you. For me, the beach, I come from the islands, and the beach was very important. So that community that Tasha describes, that happened to be a luxury community, that number six wealthiest zip code in America, it happened to be on the beach, and it matched everything that I envisioned. So we ended up, I ended up imprinting so specifically that I knew that as I serviced others, as I was grateful for what I was able to bring forward in life, that I was able to reap the rewards of what I had contributed to with. And the rewards were that lifestyle. And I remember specifically identifying my children, how they were dressed as we were celebrating the lifestyle. And I remember thinking about the silver platters with the shrimp and the lobster, and as I had the friends around me and the family members that were so happy. And I'll tell you, when I celebrated my 40th birthday in that house, in that zip code, in that community, I have photographs where I was able to pay for my father, my mother, my sisters, everybody to come and celebrate that day. We had 10 days where my grandmother, everybody was there, and we had that shrimp, the platters, everything exactly as I had written it down. So be specific. Be emotional about the people that are meaningful to you. And along the pathway of where you are achieving this success, there's going to be people that come into your life. Include them in your vision as of the day of celebration. And that journal, one day you will look back and you'll say, oh my gosh, I wrote this down. I knew it is. And just to finish up, in the overall picture of that journal, every single item has been beyond my expectations.
Oh, I'm so grateful. It's always such a treat. You inspire me every time. Giselle, I've come to this place in my understanding of these principles that we've been cultured to think it's just hard work, you know, it's just us figuring out in our own ability how it's going to happen. We're involved in an energy field that says just get clear on what you want, be willing to take some action, but just impress upon me what it is. It blows my mind that it really is that simple.